This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour now on the DJV program, inside what's happening in the world, if you will. The people that we're focused on are those that are movers and shakers for the most part. Although I would, I guess how you describe movers and shakers. There was a brawl at Miami International. Yeah, a couple of people got arrested. They were arguing about how they were going to be in line to get on a plane. So this is... And it's not even where it's going to be much more heightened. I'll be on a plane Saturday morning, which is Christmas Day, to go to L.A. And normally I just kind of flow in. It doesn't. I never see these sort of things in my travels, but I know that they happen. There are a lot of people who just think that they're most important. But there's, you know, you can see some of the pictures, the video of these two people who got into a fight. It looks like a black guy and a middle-aged black guy and an older white guy at it. And so the police came running into the circumstance. This was a disturbance surrounding a delayed flight that was going on a charter vacation. And anyway, there was a passenger who wanted to get into line. He cut in. Anything and everything seems to get... People have this attitude that they shouldn't stand in line, or they shouldn't be taken care of like everybody, or they should be different in some way or another. And there were people, look at the video, that intervened or tried to keep these people apart, but then, of course, everybody's got a mobile phone, and everybody's got the video... And so that's what ends up.
And people are afraid to get involved right now, too. I mean, it used to be that you might see someone try to break it up, and maybe in some cases you still do. But because people are so at the max right now, it's like, I don't want to get stabbed, so I'm not going to get involved with that. You just don't know what's happening.
So I don't
understand.
Wasn't
that rapper backstage at Snoop Dogg?
Yes.
Wasn't he breaking up a fight, right?
He got was stabbed and killed.
Yeah,
he got stabbed in the throat.
Oh. There apparently was alcohol involved before these people were getting on the plane.
What a shock.
Somebody, but I want to know how this guy had a knife. If you, once you get through, when I look at this, it looks like they're in the baggage claim area to me. That's what I'm looking at. I don't know if anybody else has looked at this video, but they're near an escalator, and I don't know whether they're, it just, how do you, if they haven't gone through TSA yet, but why would you have a knife? And then there's one onlooker said that there was a, they shouted, gun, gun. I don't know if there was a gun. It doesn't seem, the police, when they showed up, drew a weapon, I guess, as a matter of fact. But, you know, we are talking about people getting on planes and traveling this holiday and being careful about what happens, because on the plane, you could, if you disrupt things and you get arrested, you have a $37,000 fine. And it's unclear whether you have that same fate if you start a problem at the airport before you get on the plane.
Yeah.
But come on.
And a lot of people are put on the no-fly list now. Like, you disrupt your whole life from being an idiot.
And yet,
used to, like, dress up to fly?
Yes. Well,
yeah.
Like, I was a little kid. And, like, when we would fly internationally, like, we had to look nice. We weren't in pajamas and UGG slippers, you know? I don't know. I think it's just...
Yeah, you were dressed to the nines. You had to be respectful.
So it was. Yeah. Okay, well, we're in the holiday.
Do you remember when they had smoking and non-smoking on the plane?
Oh, yeah.
Which was such a joke, because the smoking section obviously found its way into the non-smoking section.
Right. Yeah,
rows up.
So is there a problem with champagne as we head toward New Year's Eve? Apparently, there's a shortage, at least in some parts of the country.
It's because it was a tough week. Sorry. It's all Jen.
Is it because of the shipping shortages brought about by COVID? A lot of champagne.
Yes,
is champagne made in America, or is it all imported? Where is it coming
from? Well, if it's champagne,
it has to be from the Champagne.
It's from Champagne. Yes. Otherwise,
France.
It's sparkling
champagne
wine.
Illinois? Champagne, Grant. Illinois.
Otherwise, it's sparkling wine.
Right. Or cava or Prosecco.
Yeah. But what happened, though, is that a lot of the producers are saying that they ordered, in 2020, they set a limit at 25% less than what they ordered in 2019. And then the pandemic hit and everybody drank twice as much. So, and it spent money on really good premium champagne because you're not going out to dinner, you're not traveling. So they just spent money on better champagne and better liquor. And so now it's kind of catching up with everyone. Apparently, a lot of the liquor store owners, who were polled for this story said that they're not finding any issues with the sort of lesser known brands or smaller producers.
Jeez.
But like if you're, no, not necessarily cheap. Same, you know, same price point, but just not like Veuve Clicquot or, you know, Moët. Like, not the big names that everybody knows. Yeah. So they said
Moët.
If you're not,
it's Moët
and Chandon. It's a big debate. You say the whole word, do you pronounce the T?
The Dutch pronunciation
of a French word. It's a whole thing.
I used to have, when I was working in Washington, I can see this guy now, a big, heavy set, kind of a goofy guy. And he wanted to do a report on various wines. He wanted to do a wine report. And so the first time he went on the air, he pronounced what's the name of the wine that comes from France? It begins with an M. He called when you see Godot's name, you pronounce it Godot, not Godot. Mm-hmm. Well, he was talking about a Merlot, and he referred to it as a Merlot. I can see this.
He was doing a wine report?
Yeah.
That's bad.
Right.
Wow, that's, yeah.
Right.
Clearly, he just liked to drink it.
Okay, so let's go back to, you said it was cava? I thought that was coffee. No, that's
Java.
Java.
Cava
okay.
is, good Lord.
Kava, you thought it was Pantene, right? For the Pantone,
right.
the Pantone color. Yeah. So yeah.
He's only sparkling wine from Spain. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Pantene, because we get all whooped up about the conversation we had about Pantone. So I've done a deep dive here, ladies and gentlemen, into Pantene and other shampoos, herbal essences also, because they have been recalled. They have some kind of really bad chemical in them.
It's benzene.
What is it called?
It's benzene.
Benzene.
Yeah.
Because
these are dry shampoos. So these are aerosol spray that kind of absorb sweat and, you know, debris in your hair. And so a lot of women, I mean, men, I guess, use it too, but mostly women that I know. This is a lot of different brands. Pantene, Herbal Essences, Hair Food, Old Spice, and Aussie. So they're yanking them off the shelves. If you have them at home, you can fill out a form and get a full refund. They want to take all the products back.
Okay, so you're the host, a co-host of a podcast called Beauty Pop, Victoria. Are there discussions on Beauty Pop about why there is a difference between men's shampoo and women's shampoo? Why is there a difference?
There isn't. It's called marketing. That's it.
Okay.
It's marketing. It's all the same stuff. But if you put it in a bottle that looks butch, then men will buy it. Or, you know, it's the same formula that's in the pink glitter container. It's all the same. There's really, it's a racket. It is. I mean, it really is. It's just a racket.
Yeah, listen, speaking of rackets and scams and stuff, Jay, I wanted to just not forget about what's going on or has gone on. We're in the Christmas season. It's New Year's. We're talking about champagne, traveling, all of this stuff. Lest we forget what happened just a week ago down in your neck of the woods. The Kentucky tornado victims, they haven't gotten their houses rebuilt all of a sudden. They haven't found ways to send their children to school because the schools were destroyed. They haven't found a way to go to the grocery store because the grocery stores were destroyed. They haven't been able to buy a new car because the car dealers were all destroyed. Pretty much everything was destroyed. And because of the way we think, kind of, and I don't know that I consider this being, it's constructive criticism. Our minds are changed quickly or our focus has changed quickly. So I think through the course of Christmas anyway, we ought to keep reminding people about the pandemic of love, which is our recommendation for avoiding any kind of scam at all. We're talking about more scams with Facebook, and that's a problem. Look out for anything. Why would you, as Victoria said, or I'll let you, instead of me paraphrasing it, why would you open anything from Facebook because they, you go to your Facebook page, you don't open an email from Facebook. If they're going to communicate with you, they're going to communicate with you on the Facebook page, not by sending you an email. So
that also applies, I should add one other thing to that. So, yes, that's correct. Don't open an email from Instagram, Facebook Messenger, whatever. Just log in and see what, if they really need to get a hold of you, they're going to leave you a message in your inbox. So that's another thing. But also banks. Banks and a lot of different, like, credit unions and government institutions have all been affected by this massive breach. Mm-hmm. So if you get an email from your bank, and it says, you know, we have an important message for you, blah, blah, blah. I got one of these the other day from Chase, and it was fake. And so I deleted the email, went right into my Chase account, and there was no message there. There was nothing wrong with my account. Same thing from Amazon. Amazon is getting, and it's not coming from Amazon, fake Amazon emails are everywhere. If you know that you ordered something from Amazon, don't, it's again, same process. Delete the email and go right into your Amazon account. Everything that you need to know is right there. Everything you've ordered, it's all there.
Yeah, and some of these emails, they do look somewhat legit.
Very official.
It says
absolutely
that this is regarding your order, and the likelihood that you probably ordered something is there. But you can't. If you go... Well, and using a desktop or laptop computer, not so much the phone, you can hover your mouse over links, and the URL that it's going to direct you will pop up. And you can look at that and see where it's actually going. Check spelling, because sometimes it may even be one letter off. Check the email address that... Hover your
it's so
mouse
much
over
work,
it and make sure
ladies.
That it's the actual.
Is it? Are we really helped
but it's
by
worth
having
it.
All these?
Think about the alternative, though, Doug. If you don't do these little steps,
but I'm saying
really big
the
problems.
Alternative is not to have had the internet and not to have email going way back 25, 30 years ago. I remember Brian Jennings was my consultant at the time, and I remember he was working with me and Dave Ramsey, and we were discussing or debating whether we should have an email account. And, you know,
wait, if we didn't have the internet,
time we've done on calls.
I know, right? If we didn't have the internet, would we even have a show?
That's a very good question.
Right?
Yeah, really good question. Yeah. What would it do to radio, really?
Yeah. Pull the plug. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the DJB program at 18 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton. I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Now at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything. Discover winter essentials, holiday party looks, last-minute gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday 3 after the hour. Merry Christmas. I think I feel comfortable saying that, frankly, at this point. I usually wait till closer in, and this is pretty close in. Matter of fact, the week before Christmas and all through the house. Yeah. So Kelly Clarkson is in the trending news here, Jay, because she lost a fight. And this seems, I don't know, from my perspective as a man looking at these issues, I think I'm on Kelly Clarkson's side. I don't know her husband.
This guy seems he's just such a succubus.
Loser now. Is that the word?
He's sucking off of her, and it's not an attractive look, frankly. So what's the latest here?
Yeah, this whole thing is kind of confusing. Kelly Clarkson lost the fight to have her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, evicted from their Montana ranch amid their whole ongoing divorce battle. Well, the whole reason that Brandon Blackstock has, the judge said that he can currently stay, is because he can't afford to go live anywhere else. Kelly Clarkson is required to pay $150,000 per month in spousal support, over $45,000 per month in child support. So she's paying him just under $200,000 a month. And
so who is this guy?
Hold on. There's more. So the judge also ordered Blackstock that he is allowed to stay there. Kelly Clarkson cannot evict him, even though she has been awarded this property. But he is tasked with paying the monthly fee to maintain this property, which is $81,000 a month. How is the judge saying that he cannot afford to move and go live anywhere else, yet tasking him the $81,000 per month?
So are they hoping he'll just leave?
Just under $200,000.
I'd sell the property.
And the judge has said that if he does not keep up this end of the bargain, then she can evict him, and they are set to go back to court in February.
You know what he's going to do next? He's going to claim squatter's rights. That's the next thing that's going to happen.
Yep.
And Doug's right. She should just try to sell this property and just move on. This guy is awful.
And that's the thing. That's what she wants to do, but she can't sell it until he's evicted.
Why?
That's what the judge is saying. The judge is saying she cannot evict him right now.
And she could probably do it if he doesn't pay, right?
Yes, if he doesn't pay the monthly maintenance fees, which is $81,000 per month, then that's the whole. They'll look at it again. And this,
yeah,
like,
this is
totally stinky. Well, yeah, this is totally stinky for Kelly Clarkson. But this is totally happening to regular people too, right? Where they have people who are living in their homes. They can't get them out. It takes forever. Usually, the law favors the people who are the renters or the people
squatters.
Who own the property.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just
And this is another reason why so many people are having their marriages, they're being legally declared single before they can finish the rest of the issues with the divorce, because there's just so many issues involved anymore.
Jennifer. Do they have a prenup? But do we know, did Kelly and her husband have a prenup?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
I feel like this could, a lot of this stuff would be avoided if there was a prenup, and even if you don't have, and this is something that Donald Trump said, I mean, obviously we know with his marriages, but like he used to say this for years and years and years going back, everybody needs a prenup. It doesn't matter if you have $10
for your
name.
If you really love me, why would you make me sign a prenup?
Well,
if you really, really love me, please.
Yep. Yeah,
this reminds me of the discussion we had last year when William Shatner divorced his wife, but he didn't really divorce her. He just did it so that everything would be clean when he croaked, right? Isn't that sort of, I mean, if you do it that way.
That made me think someone else was, like, coming at his money or something. Was that?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
Somebody
else? I don't know. I don't know about that.
Hmm. Well, anyway, it's food for thought, as most of our discussions are. 28 after the hour in the DJ.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will address the nation today as a nervous country awaits leadership on the reemergence of COVID-19. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
For those who choose to remain unvaccinated, he'll issue a stark warning and make clear unvaccinated individuals will continue to drive hospitalizations and deaths.
White House COVID response team member Jeff Zients.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death.
Biden is scheduled to talk at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. It should be noted one person has been confirmed to have died from the Omicron variant. He was from the Houston, Texas area. A New York City jury has begun deliberations in the sex trafficking and perjury trial of Ghislaine Maxwell following weeks of testimony. Defense attorneys maintain she is a government scapegoat for crimes committed by Jeffrey Epstein. Prosecutors called her a sophisticated predator. Merry Christmas week to you and your family. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A day after Democrat Senator Joe Manchin and all 50 Republican senators shot down President Biden's massive social spending bill, Mr. Manchin tells Democrats to go back to the drawing board.
Joe Manchin has some advice for fellow Democrats. Rebuild, build back better, and you might still get my vote. One day after sinking President Joe Biden's signature social and climate spending legislation, Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, laid out a path forward that could take months and still fail. He wants the legislation to go through Senate committees and focus on rolling back the 2017 Trump tax cuts. He also wants Democrats to stop trying to force him into compliance.
I'm not blaming anybody. I knew where they were, and I knew what they could and could not do. They just never realized it because they figure, surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit. Well, guess what? I'm from West Virginia. I'm not from where they're from, and they can just beat the living crap out of people and think they'll be submissive. Period.
The bill in the House passed on a party-line vote via budget reconciliation, but Manchin said that's not going to happen again without the committee process. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Hubble Space Telescope's successor is a big-time step-up in technology. On Friday, the 7-ton James Webb Telescope is scheduled to launch Friday. It will be set 1 million miles from Earth as it peers into the heavens. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour now on the DJV program, launching into another discussion about the ooh-la-las of today, thinking about all the years that I've been doing this. We've talked about many, many years I was on the air live during Christmas. And now, because of me being accosted by my co-hosts, Jennifer and Jay and Victoria, I'm not even going to be on Christmas Eve. We have a Christmas Eve
program. I leave the DJV union.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jen's in charge of HR. We filed our complaints and grievances with her.
Okay. So, and then I was thinking about all the years that I've spent. We've all spent being Santa Claus with our children and friends and stuff, and it's fun to a point. Now I'm going to be the Grinch or maybe Mr. Bob.
Oh boy.
Well, I think. Well,
did you get him that gift, Victoria?
I'm not.
No, I didn't.
Gift.
I thought you did.
No.
Oh,
well,
no,
maybe
I
for
didn't.
His birthday.
Oh, okay. I thought you did.
We're going to get you a sweatshirt that says curmudgeon on it.
Yeah, Jen found a sweatshirt that is perfect for you.
Well, I think that the expectation kills the fun. I want to buy things. I was looking last night at something that I was going to get for Megan and for Sophie. And, you know, it's fun to see this stuff. I don't want to be forced into it. Last year I got a lot of things just moving fast forward into Christmas, and they didn't get them until sometime in January. So does that spoil it, or does that make Christmas nice?
You mean
because
you didn't plan far enough in advance?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I didn't have time to do it or whatever it is, because it takes, you know, that's what I'm talking about in terms of being Santa Claus. It takes a lot of effort and time, and neither of which I have the time for efforts, but there are other things going on, and I don't want to feel like there's a gun to my head. Well, I got to hurry and get this done for Christmas, because a gift is a gift is a gift. I look at it that way. If you have something in mind for somebody, I remember last year, Brendan was a big Star Wars fan as a kid, so I got him this huge 5-foot stupid thing about Star Wars, and he didn't get it until, I think it was late January, early February. And so Sophie said, what are we going to do with this? And it ended up in the garage. But what I had hoped for, it was one of those electric things you plug in, and it's got, I don't know, some kind of bubbly thing in it, and Yoda. I don't remember what all the stuff was. I remember Brendan, who really does love the Star Wars stuff, and he has a great love for his father. But he sometimes tolerates me, sometimes humors me, sometimes just, you know, kind of ignores me when it comes to things like this, where I will, the suspense is unbearable. Brendan, what'd you do with it? And I had to ask him about 3 or 4 times before he really answered me. And he answered me by bringing me to the garage to show me where it was in the garage. And so, hey, Dad, I don't want you to feel bad, but I have no place for it in the house. Or Sophie says, she was the guilty party in this one, that there's no room for this in the house. So I come back full circle around to what you all think is expected of you. And like I have no expectations. I don't want people to get me gifts because I really don't need anything. You know, once in a while it's fun to have a little tchotchke thing or something you can look at and laugh about or that really is meaningful. For me, the most important stuff, and my children know this, is to have keepsakes reminding me of either them and something that they've been doing or what Miles is up to, and now Jasper. I know that Miles has been feverishly working. We do FaceTime, and the other night he said, Gramps, you know, Gramps, you can't look over in the corner because I'm working on something for you. Now, the phone wouldn't have gone to the corner. No one would have even thought about going over to his table, his work area. But he said, Gramps, I'm not going to show you what I'm working on. You know, and that's the kind of stuff that makes it fun, frankly. So I don't know. I just
So wait a second. I'm a little lost on where we're going here. So you said
don't
to me
feel
that
guilty.
The gift. Okay, but yes. The gift that I sent you, you clearly have some semblance of the importance of Christmas because you said you don't open Christmas gifts until Christmas.
Yeah.
But you don't give gifts until the end of January.
I give gifts when it.
The
surprise. I don't give. Yeah. I don't give gifts for the most part anyway, unless it's something that if I see something that really strikes me, I think that'll be perfect for fill in the blank. Then I do it.
Yeah,
otherwise,
I don't know that I've ever gotten a Christmas gift from Doug. I've gotten a birthday gift or two from Doug, but I don't know that I've ever gotten a Christmas gift from you.
Well, it sounds like there's a 5-foot Star Wars thing that you could have.
No, thank you.
Yeah, perfect. All right. So anyway, Merry Christmas, ladies, in case you don't get anything else. The people in the news today, Claire Cronin, confirmed by the U.S. Senate to be the next U.S. ambassador to Ireland. That's your gig. What's her deal? Why is she? Who is she?
Do you know her? She's from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. She's got to be a relation to the Kennedys somehow. And that's why. That's how all this stuff comes to
I don't know.
Be.
I doubt it. Her grandfather came from Ireland, so...
She's the House Majority Leader in the House of Representatives here in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I only know the Senate President is somebody who's a friend. She lives in Framingham, but I don't know that much about what's going on. Since my friend Chris Walsh died, I haven't paid much attention. He was a state rep from Framingham. I'm friends with the two state reps from here, but I don't know anything about Ms. Cronin at all. But anyway, with that name, she's probably going to be great in Dublin, right? That's a great Irish name.
Sure.
Cronin, isn't
Her
it?
Grandfather came from Donegal, so yeah. I mean, she's
Where's
got
Donegal?
Connections.
What part
you
of
were in
Ireland?
Donegal.
Oh, that's right, it was.
Right?
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
when you
I
called
remember.
You called into yeah. the show, and I think yes. you were interviewing the mayor of Donegal, actually,
yes,
at the
that's
time.
That's right, and I had that
great Atlantic,
picture of me with the
Wild Atlantic Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right.
clearly why she got the position. You know, she's from Doug State. Doug's been there. That's
right.
probably it's probably
right.
why.
That's the connection. The world circles around me. Thank you. All right, here's something serious. This Chinese tennis player, next name in the news is Peng Shui. Is that how you pronounce your name? The lady.
I think so.
Been,
we think so, yeah. Has she been found? Is she alive?
Well, she's on a video that basically she made, it must have been somebody put a gun to her head, because she denies now ever having made a sexual assault claim against that government official. So who do you think's behind that? This
yeah.
is so
I
transparent.
It's sickening.
These, yeah, these creeps. And
I'm still upset about the Olympics. I mean, I don't want the athletes to suffer, but it bothers me to my core yeah. that has not been removed from Beijing. They're going to benefit. They're everyone financially benefits from hosting the Olympics.
Yeah.
It is insane to me that they caused the pandemic that is keeping us from all of our loved ones and mm-hmm. and killing people around the world, and yet they still make more money off the international yeah. community.
And it shows you where they are. I mean, it shows you that as much as we talk about it, as much as people know what's going on
people
with China,
ignore it.
The UN, the World Health Organization, the Olympic Committee, none of them care. None of them care. They still bow, pardon the pun,
yep.
to the Chinese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So anyway, the World Tennis Association, or is it the Women's Tennis Association? What's the WTA?
Women's
Tennis Association.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not going
to be playing in China at all.
No, right, and they're not buying that she made this video of her own free will either. I mean, clearly,
would?
It's, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that gives me a chance as we take a slap at the Chinese to send you to the Made in America store. You can still find things there. Again, they don't pay me, but I think this is a cool place. A lot of good marketing things that are made. There are dresses and shirts and all kinds of textiles that are made in Eagan, Minnesota. That's a great place. That's where I think it's not far from where the MyPillow factory is. I make a lot of things, and I'm looking at...
is it madeinamerica.com, by the way? Just out of curiosity.
Madeinamericastore.com. Madeinamericastore.com. You can go there and see. But I send people there because I think it's a... There's a Made in America movement that is followed at that website as well. And... They explain things like the difference between made in America and assembled in America, right? There's that whole business now. Mm-hmm. We fall into that trap. Okay, proudly engineered and assembled in America. Well, where's this stuff from? Hello, China. There's an interesting article right now in that website about how we can rebuild our bicycle manufacturing industry and yank it away from the Chinese, because all the bicycles today, no matter what, the low-end or high-end are all made in China. But this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about, that anybody who is creative, any really good business person, see, this is what patriotism is about as far as I'm concerned. Not wearing some phony T-shirt, not putting a flag in your car, and not saying, I'm a patriot, I'm a God-fearing American, blah, 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 blah. But working toward bringing... Things like you think about all the industry, and pretty much it pervades. China is involved in everything. Over the last 40 some odd years, we've managed to get many of the things that were made in Japan. We just moved them because of their economy. And this is going to happen to China too, by the way. Not soon enough to suit me. But the reason that people stopped making things in Japan is because they became a unionized country. The people who are the laborers got smart. Union organizers organized all these companies, so their prices were no longer under what it cost to make things in America. So they just stopped. And therefore, all the people who were making things on the cheap in Japan just moved to China. So sooner or later, unless the Chinese government shoots everybody, and that's the difference, Japan's a democracy and China is not, So you start to form a union in China, you probably never get heard from again. But, under the circumstances, I think sooner or later, this will happen. But that's what's going on. Looking, this article explains how the bicycle manufacturing industry is coming back to America. And again, there are plenty of other examples of things like that that could and probably ought to happen. I thought it was interesting. This may be, I hope it's not too far into the weeds, but the people that make locomotives, the folks at Caterpillar that make the engines that are in a lot of trucks today, they make heavy-duty engines. They don't put them in cars, but they're in trucks. And they're also in locomotives. So the largest railway company in the country, BNSF, has now started to look at hydrogen-powered locomotives. This is still fossil fuel, but much less, you know, the thing that powers a spaceship, a rocket ship. And United is trying to buy engines for airplanes as well. So they are being developed. They are much more friendly to the environment. And this, I find it interesting. If you listen, there are tractors that run on gas and hydrogen. They sound just like a regular tractor. They look different because they got a tank on the top of them. This is these new hydrogen jet engines are being made, I think, here in our country by Pratt & Whitney. I don't swear. It'd be interesting to follow that back through and see, make sure that they're not being made in China. But they're going to put them on the United Express aircraft in the next 5 years or so. So it'll be interesting. I don't want to be on the first flight, though. Do you?
I pass on that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of passing, it's coming up on 48 after the hour.
That's good news for American retailers, as new research reveals shoppers are shrugging off worries about inflation, supply shortages and late deliveries, and plan to spend over the holidays. The research carried out for retail customer engagement specialist Emarsys reveals what American consumers are most concerned about and their biggest shopping bugbears. Emarsys works with over 1,600 retail brands around the world and has come up with some festive tips to help retailers make the most of the peak trading period.
We've seen across the U.S. that consumers are putting more effort into holiday shopping this year, but they're lacking inspiration on what to buy. We recommend that retail and consumer product brands ensure they're offering shoppers personalized products that they know sell well together for different types of buyers, both online and in-store. For more information on how to engage first-time buyers, defecting customers, and loyal customers this holiday season, head over to emarsys.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Three past the hour now. It's the DJV Health Program. One of the most recent podcasts that we have with Jack Stockwell is a focus on what causes prostate cancer. We discuss in this DJV Health podcast of Jack's, we talk about vitamin D and how you know you're getting enough. We also talk about how much rest you're supposed to get, etc., etc. We talk about enzymes the body needs. And then he talks about how, I'm talking about you as if you weren't here, Jack, about how the prostate cancer problem can be solved with the buildup. You don't, you know, you have to be smart about what you take for supplements, and there are a lot of good supplements to help men avoid that problem. All right, so we got another problem here, and the ladies would like to know, the ladies of the DJV program would like to engage you in a discussion of herd immunity. We have been off and on, as you can imagine, talking about the new COVID, which is basically a cold. I say no big deal. I don't understand why everybody's going to the hospital. I know that some people are getting sick, but are they getting really sick, or are they just sort of falling into the trap that's been set? You know, there are a lot of people who had serious issues and died with Delta. One way or another, whether the numbers, we agree with the numbers, it was serious, and people who get Delta still is serious. I'm of a mind, from what I've been able to glean in the last two, 3 weeks, that this variant is not a big deal. You get a cold, sniffle, and bingo. So, but then the whole issue of herd immunity and the shots, and or whether you have, you get some of the one variant or another, and then you become, it's not immune. What do they say you have? If you have
antibodies?
Antibodies, right, exactly. So, all right, would you like to explain for the ladies of the DJV program?
Well, when the information first started to appear about this variant from South Africa, their own specialist down there, their own Minister of Health, said, yeah, it's highly contagious, as most flus are in the flu season.
Yep.
But it had very little effects upon the body, far less than they'd experienced with the Delta. And that, but that happens every flu season. And of course, we don't hear the word flu anymore.
Mm-hmm. Because. Well, there wasn't any flu last year amounted to anything. Although,
well,
this is just another flu, isn't it? Do you think it's a.
Well, it is. A coronavirus, as we've learned back in 2003, shows up every 2 years. And who are the ones who are most susceptible to it? The same ones for the last how many thousands generations have every time the sun goes down, we have less vitamin D in our body during the winter times. We have less calcium available for the immune system. So we have cold and flu seasons during the fall and especially during the winter, January to March. And we're going to have the same thing take place now. There are going to be a lot of people coming down with the so-called Omicron variant. And there's going to be a lot of people into the hospitals. Utah just announced yesterday 20% of their ICU were vaccinated people. I mean, unvaccinated people. Because they're putting a lot of other kinds of cases back in there again. But the important thing here is, who are the ones from when this first started, January of last year? It's almost 2 years now, January of 2019. Who are the ones most susceptible? Those who had comorbidities. Those who are most susceptible to flu and bad cold and upper respiratory infections and pneumonia and tuberculosis and everything else that would involve the pulmonary system were always the ones who were very obese, high blood pressure, cardiovascular problems, kidney problems, liver problems. And that hasn't changed anything at all with this.
So is there any such thing as herd immunity to go back to the girls?
That was my question, Jack. My question was, in the beginning of all this, everyone talked about, well, we need to get to whatever this percentage is to reach herd immunity. And I feel like I haven't even heard anyone use that term in at least 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, well, because...
Did it go away? Is it a possibility
No. Herd immunity is, I don't want to say a mythical concept. The thing is, either you have a strong, robust immune system, or you don't. And if you have a strong, robust system, you could be exposed to these viral elements. Probably everybody's already been exposed to Omicron. They don't even know it because they have a robust, resilient immune system that took care of it. They may have a sniffle for a day or two, and then that's it, like the people in the health specialists in South Africa were saying. And so herd immunity is nature will take care of that in the simple fact that viruses aren't little gray, tiny little, bandaged bugs hiding around the corner waiting to jump on you when you walk through the closet door. You can't get away from viral elements on this planet any more than fish can get away with water, from the water.
So herd immunity from the beginning with COVID was never going to work, is what you're saying?
No. Okay. Any more than herd immunity is protecting you from polio, or herd immunity is protecting you from smallpox, or herd immunity is protecting you from the common cold.
So then do we shut down all the restaurants and all of that stuff, food for thought?
No,
Dr. Jack.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.